decision. So, Julie, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners, Director, and Deputy. My name is Julie Sandberg. I'm the Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. Today, we have four transactions to bring before you. As I've shown before, we have a number of steps in the acquisition process that lead to us being able to bring a transaction to the Commission for final approval. You heard from Rob and Nate about the strategic planning process. That's certainly one of the guiding documents that we use to evaluate properties and get to the point where we can apply for funding and eventually work through our process and get to the actual commission approval. The first transaction I have today is in southeastern Washington in Columbia County. This is a property that is 58 acres, give or take a few. It's an obvious inholding in our Wooten Wildlife Area. The appraised value came in at $185,000. We have a significant partner in this transaction, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Yeah. 3 years ago, we actually started the property through our Lands 2020 process to eventually get grant funding. And at the time, the landowner decided they needed to market the property and were actively trying to sell it. So the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation stepped in and purchased it and was willing to hold that property until we obtained grant funding. The property value, as I mentioned, came in at $185,000. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is offering it to us for $175,000. They're not interested in taking advantage of significant market changes in the area. And they're working with us. They've done a lot of input when they acquired the property to do the environmental assessment. There's a small A-frame cabin on the property that we will be destroying, but it turned out it had asbestos. So the foundation went in and paid for that removal as well. So again, a really strong partner, but the nature of the property is very compelling with a county road that goes through it. Let me stay there for a minute. That provides significant public access that we didn't have in that corner of our wildlife area. We have intentions in the future of maybe applying for grants to put in a parking area along the county road to provide for more recreational access. We anticipate our annual operation and maintenance to be about $750 per year, and the annual PILT payment to Columbia County would be about $40. Again, there's a county road. We didn't show you the dilapidated cabin, but it's significant wildlife habitat for deer and elk, and it is a timbered property. The second transaction is in Cowlitz County. This is one that you saw 3 years ago in a smaller version of it. When Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980, there was tremendous work to reroute the Spirit Lake Highway, and State Department of Transportation took over a lot of the properties. We entered into an agreement with them in 1991 that eventually we would take over some of the properties. They built a fish collection facility. And the pointer in the upper left, the proposed transfer, shows the red outline. That's the 130 acres that we would be acquiring. I brought to you a couple years ago a smaller portion, 30 acres, around our fish collection facility. And in reviewing documents to get ready for closing and looking at legal access, it was determined this agreement actually said they were supposed to transfer 130 acres, not 30. So we've held off and got the deeds corrected and bring it back before you. This is a larger schematic of the area, significant because the main river that you're seeing is the Toodle River. To the north, that branch is the Green River. We have a hatchery facility there. But importantly, we have a fish collection facility that does a trap and haul activity to get fish up above the sediment retention structure, which is out of the top picture. You can't see it, but in that white version, you can see lower down, it calls out the sediment retention structure, the SRS. That's a facility that's going to be in need of repair in the next couple of years, and we're jointly working with Army Corps of Engineers to figure out some funding for it. They need to raise the height of that sediment retention structure because of all the silt that's coming down. So you'll be hearing more about different projects. But today we're focused on getting this final 130 acres transferred to us from the Department of Transportation.
Julie?
Yes.
Is that sediment retention structure necessary because of the volcano, or is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thanks.
The next transaction involves our Puyallup Hatchery in Pierce County. It's a right-of-way easement and a utility easement. You may be hearing more about this project as well. This is a significant renovation project at the Puyallup Hatchery to convert it from predominantly rainbow production to steelhead and coho. The upgrade was just kicked off with a ceremony with our partners, the Puyallup Tribe. But as part of this activity, we need to acquire a underground utility easement, provide that to Puget Power. And then on a corner of the property, a very small corner, the city of Puyallup is requiring us to put in a curved sidewalk. So again, permanent easement, permanent right-of-way that would help us move forward and continue with the project of converting the hatchery and really putting in some significant restoration there. The last transaction is a pedestrian trail easement just down the road from us here in Thurston County at our Deschutes River or Tumwater Falls hatchery. We own two small pieces of property just adjacent to the Deschutes River, just towards Capitol Lake from the hatchery, that allows us access to the fish ladders. The city of Tumwater is preparing to widen a pedestrian easement and extend a trail down towards Capitol Lake, so they want access across our property. They have proposed to pay us $9,100 for this short easement that, again, would provide additional public access. Those are your transactions for today.
Thanks, Julie. Questions from the commission? Yes, Commissioner Keough.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So on item number three, the easement and right-of-way, those are, I assume, the department is not going to get any revenue from those. This is just a condition in order to continue on or finish out the project. Is that right? I mean, are we getting anything in return for these, for the right-of-way or the easement?
Thank you for your question, Commissioner. Typically, when someone is putting a utility easement on our property to benefit us,
okay,
we don't charge.
So that's, I got you. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regard to the first three, could you remind me for the maintenance costs, which you had listed on each one of those, whether that comes out of license money or general fund or what?
The maintenance costs for our Toucannon access, the Wooten Wildlife Area, I don't believe is BPA funded, so we get federal Pittman Robertson funds for a lot of our maintenance and operations. On our wildlife areas, we get some if it's a BPA funded facility. For the Mount St. Helens, that one, I don't know that we get mitigation funding out of that. Otherwise, it would be PR-funded. These aren't hunting and fishing license revenues. We don't use those for our M&O, O&M. And for your, and there was no cost for that one, but for, yeah, so that's it.
Follow up. So the Pittman-Robertson money is a match of 25% state, 75% federal or something like that. So there's a state match. That state match, does that have license money in it?
I don't believe it does. We tend to use our general fund to match PR.
Any further questions? Okay. Yes.
I move to approve the transactions as presented by staff.
Okay. Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Keough seconded it. Any further discussion? Yes. There's no public input.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to, yep.
Too fast.
Thank you for keeping us honest, Counselor. So the motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.